Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, y'all know what it is. It's time for more than an hour of power. Let's be extraordinary tonight. Go on, drop the beat.
Yeah. Yeah, huh? Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing? Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary? You
think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
Nah.
Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it. When I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. God with me, so ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Trying to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never work, that's why y'all mad at me. I'm rather D.O.D. because he got my back. When Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary, But my ordinary is your extraordinary, So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra, that's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary, I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
Nah.
Or extra lyrical, you just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it, In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it, he the realest, listen. I'm just being ordinary, But my ordinary is your extraordinary, So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary, I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Listen.
Amen, amen, amen. We want to thank God for everybody that's tuned in tonight. We are being extraordinary. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But see, my hallelujah, ordinary is extra to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you break it down, what I'm saying is, praise God, ain't nobody being extra. Hallelujah. This is what it's like being a child of God. Ain't nobody being extra spiritual. Hallelujah. We just being spiritual. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You call it being extra. Praise God. We ain't even stepped into the extra. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What you seeing is regular. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We trying to get to the extra. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is more than an hour of power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost. I thank God for everybody on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to get started with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your holy name. Lord, we simply ask that your Holy Spirit lead and guide us in a mighty way on tonight. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy, any work that's trying to prevent us from receiving your word on tonight. Lord, we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that you are about to drop into our hearts and our spirits, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you for it. We magnify you for it. We lift you up for it, Lord. You are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up. Lord, you're more than worthy. We can't come up with words to describe how worthy, hallelujah, you are. And we just want to let you know tonight that we appreciate you. We not just love you. We not just adoring you, but we appreciate you, Lord, for each and everything that you've done, even each and everything that you do in each and every last one of our lives, Lord. Hallelujah. We are truly grateful on this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Once again, we want to bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody that's tuned in, everybody that's called in. This is more, hallelujah, than an hour of power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. Hallelujah, the Black Prince of Preachers. Hallelujah. We are in the building, First Lady. Hallelujah is right over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have come to have a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we just thank God for everybody tuned in and called in. We're going to start off with our scripture on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to start off, of course, with Psalms 100. Bless the name of the Lord. Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Excuse me. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearing, the doing, hallelujah, and the reading of his high and his holy word, hallelujah, on tonight. Amen. I want to look at verse number 4, hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. And verse number 4 says, Enter into his gates. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you break that down, enter into his presence. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we enter into the presence of God, hallelujah, how are we entering into it? Or how? Amen. When we say how, not necessarily which way you coming, but how do I enter into the presence of God? What are the instructions? Hallelujah. You tell me I got the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, amen. You tell me I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen, praise God, but I don't feel it all the time. How do I enter into the presence of God? Amen. And David, the writer, is telling us, amen, first of all, amen, you got to have thanksgiving. Hallelujah. You got to be thankful for what God has done in your life. Praise God. You got to show God some appreciation. Hallelujah. When you come into his presence, in order to come into the presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your attitude got to be right. You got to have an attitude of thanksgiving. You're giving thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, our attitude, we come to church, and we don't want to admit it, amen, praise God, but we come to church wanting to get something from God. Hallelujah. But David, the writer, he's telling us, amen, when we come into the presence of God, we should not be coming, amen, to get. We should be coming to give. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We should be coming to give him thanks. Give him praise. Oh, we come with our tithes. Hallelujah. We come with our offerings. Why? Hallelujah. Because the preacher done told us if we sow, we going to reap. That's the only reason why you're not doing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Out of the kindness of your heart, you're doing it under instruction, under the promise of some return. Praise God. Hallelujah. So where's the glory? God say, where can I get the glory out of something that's supposed to happen? Well, what you mean, Elder? I sowed a seed and God blessed it. No, you sowed a seed and you reap that seed. The Bible says, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest. Hallelujah. That wasn't a miracle that happened in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, I hate to say somebody going to get mad at me tonight. Praise God. That wasn't a miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That was a law of nature. That was a law of God. Hallelujah. Amen. When you sow, you will reap. Praise God. God say you didn't give me nothing. Hallelujah. Because you sowed your tithes and your offering, you didn't give me nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you come, what I want from you, hallelujah, is some glory. I want you to be appreciative. I want you to be thankful. When you enter into my gates, you better have thanksgiving. You better be ready to give me some thanks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But like y'all was saying, telling us the other night, before we can give him the proper thanks, this is why we can't do it. Our perspective ain't right. Hallelujah. Our perspective ain't right. We ain't looking at the situation properly. Glory to God. We speaking the wrong things, saying the wrong things. Glory to God. Causing things to happen. Hallelujah. We sowing the wrong words. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And then we want to blame God when things don't go right. God, why? God say, it ain't me, it's you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're not following the principles. Everybody wants prosperity, but they don't want to follow the principles. Hallelujah. And why? Why don't you want to follow the principles? Because they line up so much with the law. In other words, you got to do so much right. Hallelujah. In order to reap. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, give unto others. Hallelujah. Amen. And others will give unto you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everything Jesus taught was about giving. You got to give, 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 give. And you got to give good. When I say give good, amen, being nice, helpful. Because we quick to give our opinion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We quick to give our 2 cents. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But Jesus said, if you give somebody a drink of water, hallelujah, praise God. If you give, hallelujah, what he say? Give and it shall be given unto thee, pressed down, shaken together, and rolling over shall be given to your bosom. He wasn't talking about money when he said that. He was talking about grace. He was talking about mercy. He said, if you sow mercy, you're going to reap mercy. Hallelujah. God say, oh, Lord, have mercy. He said, you want to throw me in the middle of it so bad. Hallelujah. See, why did I tell Jeremiah, I know the thoughts I have for you. Hallelujah, amen. I got good thoughts towards you. Hallelujah, praise God. You asking me why these bad things are happening. I've been trying to tell you, hallelujah, for 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years, glory to God. Have you not read? Hallelujah, amen, praise God, that death and life is in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah, and those will eat who sow will eat, hallelujah, amen, praise God, what they have sown with their own lips, praise God. Have you not read that by your own words you will be judged? Hallelujah. Praise God. I may be paraphrasing, praise God, but you done read it. Have you not read, call things that are not, hallelujah, as if they were. Praise God, hallelujah. The Lord says our problem is we think these things only go one way. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something the Lord told me a long time ago. Faith is a two-way street. Hallelujah. You can have faith that it's going to happen, or you can have faith that it ain't going to happen. Oh, glory to God. That's why the Bible says faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God, because what you're hearing determines what your faith is. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Faith come by hearing. Hallelujah. And hearing by the word of God. Praise God. That's what the word say. Praise God. So your faith determines by what you hear. If you hear the word of God, your faith will be in God. But if you hear the word of the world, if you hear the word that's going down at the beauty shop, if you hear the word that's going down at the barber shop, if you hear the word they passing around at work, if you hear the word, glory to God, that they got going on the news, hallelujah, praise God. If you believe what's going on social media, praise God, that's what your faith will be in. Hallelujah, praise God. You can have faith that God, if you get sick, you can have faith that God's going to heal you. Or you can have faith, hallelujah, that God's going to let you die. Hallelujah. What you going to put your faith in? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the question tonight. What are you going to put your faith in? Are you going to put your faith in the word of God, which has never come back void? It's like water. Hallelujah. When it evaporates, it goes up into the solar system, forms a cloud, comes back down as rain. Hallelujah. Amen. It repeats the process. It don't go nowhere. Hallelujah. Amen. It just recycles itself.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God. And that's what the word of God does. It simply recycles itself. So the question is, do you have your faith in the word of God, or do you have your faith in what the world is saying? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the world will let you down every time.
Yes, it will.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to say that again. The world, hallelujah, will let you down every time. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on, Adam. Come on, Adam.
When you have your faith in God, when you believe what God said, hallelujah, will happen, praise God. When you believe that what God said will come to pass, hallelujah.
Yeah,
don't be shocked. They're going to tell you it's going to be rumors of wars. Hallelujah. Mm. They're going to tell you I'm coming back. They're going to tell you they saw me in the east. They're going to tell you they saw me in the west, but you better not come looking for me. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
They told you all this would happen. Don't be startled. Don't be shocked. Glory to God. Don't be like Peter. Hallelujah. You know everything going good and smooth, and no matter what the devil throw at you, you just gliding on the water. Hallelujah. Amen. But then all of a sudden, something catch your eye. Glory to God. You know, Satan know how to hit your peripherals. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He know how to hit your side vision. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You'll catch something out of the side of your eye that'll cause you to lose faith in God, and then you'll start sinking into the situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God, because you took your eye off the prize. Hallelujah tonight. God is saying tonight, don't take your eyes, hallelujah, off the prize. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Then he says, get into his courts with praise. So not only do I have to come to God bearing gifts other than money. Hallelujah. I got to come with my thanksgiving first. Hallelujah. Now I got to come with some praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to come with some, like I said earlier, we most likely we want something.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know how it is when you leave mama house. The only time you really go back is for holidays and if you want something. Oh, Lord. Y'all ain't go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That's why we go. We go to church on Sunday because we want something. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. We put on our best clothes. We ain't trying to impress the people that's there. Hallelujah. We on the sneak trying to impress God. I dressed up nice for you, Lord. I put on a tie. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I dressed up nice for you, Lord. My skirt down to my below my knees, and I'm not showing no cleavage this Sunday, Lord. Hallelujah. I came like a good girl. I want something from you. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, but what about your attitude? Are you praising me when you come in? Hallelujah. I need some thanksgiving and I need some praise. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm trying to move on, but the Lord say this. Hallelujah. Praise God. We always talk telling God what we need, but God say, what about what I need? Glory to God. What about me? Hallelujah. You know I'm a selfish God. Don't look at me like that. You know I'm a selfish God. What about me?
Amen.
I don't want no other gods before me, but you'll take care of your vehicle better than you take care of me. You'll take care of your name brand purses better than you take care of me. Hallelujah. You'll take care, hallelujah, that woman or that man better than you take care of me. And yeah, I'm jealous of the children too, better than you take care of me. I'm God. Without me, you would have nothing.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he say, be thankful unto him. Be thankful unto him. That's all David did was thank him. Hallelujah. He ain't say, God, why? Well, yeah, he did on some time. He whined a little bit. Praise God. We all do. But then he always came back to the praise. He always came back to magnify. He'd be whining. And then at the end of him whining, he say, but I still going to praise you. Hallelujah, I'm still going to magnify you. Hallelujah, I'm tired of seeing my enemies come up. Hallelujah, but I'm still going to praise you anyhow. Hallelujah, your praise will forever be in my mouth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And it say, be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We should have moved forward, praise God, but the Lord say, but you want to be blessed, I do too. Hallelujah. Bless me. Bless my name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Magnify me. Hallelujah to the highest. Hallelujah. Because I'm worthy to be praised and you know it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm worthy of every praise you give me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything that happened in your life, whether you liked it or not, glory to God, you've seen the purpose for it in hindsight. You know I deserve the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to come right or don't come at all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to come correct. Hallelujah. Not just write the check. Hallelujah. But we got to be able to put in the praise. We got to be able to give him the thanks. We got to be able to give him the glory. We got to be able to magnify him. Whether you like what's going on or not, whether the situation is going good or not, whether you're employed or unemployed, hallelujah, praise God. You got to give God the praise. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this and move on. The Lord say, when you start praising me, when things ain't going right, the devil going to stop messing with you. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. We continue. He put a T-A. I see the T-A. He say continuously praise. If you praises me. Hallelujah. When things ain't going the way you think they should go, when what you call the bad times, glory to God, hallelujah, the devil will stop attacking you. Why? Because when he sees no matter what I do, it don't have no effect. Hallelujah. Boy, I got to go back to the drawing board. I got to come up with a new plan. Hallelujah, because what I'm doing now ain't working. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You remember when you was bullied or being bullied? Praise God. When what they was doing or what you was doing stopped working, the bullying stopped because if it ain't working. If I'm tickling you and you not laughing, hallelujah, praise God. If I'm telling jokes and there ain't nobody laughing, I need to change careers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The definition of insanity is doing something that ain't working and you keep doing it. Knowing it ain't working. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Amen. Praise God. If you're just not joining us, this is more than our world power. I am your host, Elder Andre Prevost, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers, is in the building. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I hear my brother on the line. Amen. From another mother representing my
family.
The Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship is in the building. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I believe he's about to bring us a dynamic word. Hallelujah. From the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So without further ado, amen, I'm going to give the man of God a proper introduction on this evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Introducing the pastor, the leader. Hallelujah, of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Amen. Based out of Los Angeles, California. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than my brother in Christ. Like you would say, my brother from another mother. None other. Hallelujah. Amen. Than Apostle Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Hallelujah on tonight.
Amen. Amen. Tonight, we're going to put those hands together and give God the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. For he is worthy to be praised. Come on and bless his name on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody been waiting all day long just to give God the praise and the glory for his goodness. Come on here, somebody. Amen. I believe it's something that says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. If you know he's great tonight, come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. If you know that he's the author and finisher of your faith, come on and give him praise. Hallelujah. If you know he's the reason why you're breathing, come on and give God the glory tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel something tonight, y'all. Hallelujah. I feel something tonight. Amen. Elder, you done stirred up something tonight in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't no use of saving nothing. Amen. Because we don't know. Amen. When it might be our last time. So come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Glory. He is worthy. To be praised. Hallelujah.
He's worthy. Yes, he is.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Hallelujah. Lord. We bless the Lord on tonight. We
yes.
thank him. Amen. For there is none like him. Amen.
None.
Amen.
Yes,
none. The song already says, search all over. Couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. He said, I searched high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody
greater.
Yes.
Nobody greater. Hallelujah.
Nobody
greater than him. If that's your testimony tonight, come on and let the Lord know. Amen. That ain't nobody greater than him. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody greater, Lord. Hallelujah. I done searched all over. Lord, when I was in the world, I couldn't find nobody greater. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. I end up coming back to you. Because you prove yourself. How many God has proven himself to be the greatest of all time? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what I just heard in the spirit, y'all. Let me tell you what I heard in the spirit. And this is going to bless your soul. He said, if there's any time that my children should be able to come together, it should be to give me praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord.
If there's ever a time we should be able to come together, it should be to give God the highest praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Highest praise. Yes, Lord.
Hey, God. Hallelujah. How many you got a highest praise?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody come on and give up the highest praise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
For the Most High God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Giving honor to the anointing of God on tonight. Amen. Giving honor to my dear, dear brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He is awesome in his own right in the Lord. Amen. Thank God for him tonight. Elder Prevost, the Prince. Hallelujah.
Bless you, my
a
brother.
Preacher. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. You got the prince in the house, and then you got yours truly, the apostle. Hallelujah.
The apostle.
I just want
Hallelujah.
To give glory to God tonight. Amen. Amen. To my beautiful wife. Amen. Hallelujah. Give praises and honor. Amen. Tonight for her and my children. Hallelujah. That God has blessed me to have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for my family tonight and for all of you, amen, who are under the sound of my voice and is connected to the fellowship, hallelujah,
amen.
To the committed Jewish international
yes.
worldwide,
hallelujah.
International worldwide, hallelujah. God said we're getting ready to go around the world, y'all, hallelujah. How many of you believe that tonight? We're getting ready to go around the world.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
Don't look at where we are right now, because God said that's only temporary. Come on here, somebody. God says if you can praise me in a small place, amen, guess what? I will enlarge your territory. Oh, I don't know who that's for, glory to God. But if you can praise me in a small place, in a tight spot, God said, I'll come and make the spot bigger. Amen. I'll come in and light up. I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to, but he said, but because you've been praising me in a small spot, in a tight spot, amen. He said, I'm getting ready to come in, amen, and enlarge your territory. I'm getting ready to make it bigger so you can have more room.
Yes,
hey, you better catch that tonight in the Holy Ghost. Tell somebody, say, God's about to make my space larger. Holly, watch out, glory to God. Amen. Don't you start watching me from here. Oh, watch and see what he do when he give me more space. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise right there. Somebody put a praise right there. Hallelujah. He's about to enlarge my territory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, I feel something. I feel something in the Holy Ghost. God said, there ain't enough room for you, glory to God. You know, I'm a big God. I need big room, and you need big room, because I'm finna give you big things. Things,
yes,
amen, that man ain't gonna be able to give you. I'll tell somebody, say, neighbor, amen, God's about to give me stuff that man can't give me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. God's about to what? Enlarge my territory. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel an enlargement anointing. Glory to God. God is getting ready to enlarge me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why the enemy fighting you the way he is, because he know God getting ready to give you something bigger. Oh, you better catch it tonight in the Holy Ghost. Amen. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. You just walking through that thing, but you getting ready to get to the blessing God got for you. Oh, I wish I could talk to you like I feel it. Glory to God. God is about to turn it around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't look at what you got. Look at what you don't have. And say, Lord, thank you that you're more than enough. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It ain't based upon my finances. It's based upon the favor.
Hallelujah.
I tell somebody, say, God got favor on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He got favor on me. You're getting ready to get the hook up. I tell somebody, say the hookup. Amen. God finna do Holy Ghost hookups. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. See, you don't know the people that God know. See, God know people we don't know. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And you've been like, Lord, how did you hook this up? God said, don't worry about it. Just flow with it. Just go with it. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, God getting ready to do something that's getting ready to blow your mind. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise right there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many of you ready for a Holy Ghost hookup tonight? Hallelujah. God about to do that thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel something in my spirit. I feel God working on my behalf. I feel God talking to some folks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It ain't me, neighbor. It's the favor God got on me. Come on here, somebody. Yeah.
It's the faith.
Hey, God, no, watch out there. I felt something when you said that. Hey, Shabba, watch out, woman. I felt something when you said that. Hallelujah, the favor. How many know that everybody can't handle your favor? Come on here, somebody. Amen. Favor bring haters. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Favor, amen, cause people to get intimidated. Favor bring jealousy. Everybody not gonna be able to handle your favor. Come on here, somebody. But God said, don't worry about it. Let them hate on you, because the more they hate on you, the more I'm gonna do for you. Come on here. Prophesy, Holy Ghost, prophesy. He said, don't worry about how they look. Don't worry about how they act. God, I got it under control. Come on here, somebody. Give God another praise. I feel something breaking out in the Holy Ghost for somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God, where you living at is only temporary. God said it's only temporary. God said, I'm getting ready to enlarge your territory. Come on here, somebody. If you're in an apartment, start looking for a house. Hallelujah. If you're in a house, look for a bigger house. Go on, yo, Ghost about to enlarge your territory. Oh, I feel something in the Holy Ghost, y'all. Hallelujah. I'm sorry tonight, but the Holy Ghost took over. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You wondering why you can't make the moves you want to make. God is saying, no, I got some moves that you ain't seen yet. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men the things that I have for you. Come on here. I got some things that getting ready to blow your mind. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, God, get ready to blow your mind. Come on here, somebody. God, get ready to blow your mind. Somebody said, Lord, blow my mind. Hallelujah. I need my mind blown, Lord. I need for you to blow it, Lord. Hallelujah. If you blow it, Lord, I know I'll never be the same again. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, God is a mind blower. Come on, here's about he'll blow your mind, glory to God. And after he blow your mind, glory to God, you be trying to say, Lord, blow it again, Lord, because that felt so good. I need another blow. Come on here, somebody. You know when you get some real good, glory to God. I don't know why I'm going here. You know when you get some real sticky, icky, and it's feeling good, glory to God. You say, I want some more of that. Glory to God, I'm going, amen. I don't care if I got to spend my last, glory. I'm going to get me some more. Why? Because that took me to a place I ain't never been. God said, I'm getting ready to do something for you that's going to take you to a place you ain't never been in me. Come on and give God a praise. I wish somebody, amen, that they can feel that thing down in their Holy Ghost spirit. We give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
He said it not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen. God is moving by his spirit. Come on here, somebody. Folks trying to move by might, that's why ain't nothing happening. Amen. They trying to move by power. Ain't nothing happening. But I wish somebody that's full of the Holy Ghost, I begin to recognize God is about to enlarge your territory. If the spirit of the Lord is moving on your behalf, somebody give him a praise. Ay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Tell somebody, say, it's working in my favor. And I tell somebody, say, it's working in my favor. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Tell somebody right quickly. Say, neighbor, the devil don't know it, but he's working for me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, the devil don't know it, but he's working for me. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Ooh, glory to God. I feel this thing down in my belly, y'all. I can't even let this go until God release me from it. But I just want to encourage you that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up, glory to God. God is about to renew your strength tonight, glory to God. You about to mount up. I tell somebody, say, I'm about to take flight. Amen. Ain't nothing that nobody can do about it. I'm about to take flight. Amen. I ain't even flap. I'm just going to soar. Come on here, somebody. And the Holy Ghost is going to carry me where he want me to go. Oh, I wish somebody get happy tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name on tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Say, neighbor, I've been waiting for a long time. Maybe you don't understand. I done cried. Amen. I done boo-hoo. Glory to God. I done had God to rock me to sleep. Glory to God. Because I didn't know how to go to sleep. He rocked me to sleep and told me that it's going to be all right. Tell somebody, say, this is my time, neighbor. Excuse me if I have a Holy Ghost fit right now. But you don't know like I know. You just don't know, neighbor. I almost lost my mind, but he gave it back to me. I almost threw in the towel, and some of us did, and God threw it back at us. You don't know. You don't know like I know, neighbor. How long I've been waiting and how long the process took. Come on here, somebody. Amen. People want to up and do things, but God will take you through a process. We have to go through the process. Come on here, somebody. How many know when you go through the process, that means that you ain't going to backslide? How many of you know when you go through the process, that means you going to hold on? How many of you know when you go through the process, ain't no quitting you? Come on here, somebody. I wish somebody will praise him right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory to God. God up to something tonight, y'all. I don't know. God finna change somebody's circumstance, your situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It was only temporary. God said what you was going through is only temporary.
It's only temporary. Hallelujah.
But when I bless you, it's going to be permanent. I'm with somebody to catch these nuggets God is throwing out tonight. He said your situation was temporary, but the blessing on your life is going to be permanent. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Somebody need to tell... Somebody need to tell the devil right now, you can't touch this. Hallelujah. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Hallelujah. Because he want to touch it, but he can't touch it. Because God got his hands on it. Come on here, somebody. Oh, yeah, he want to mess with it, but he know what not to mess with and what to mess with. And he know God got a hedge around you, beloved. Amen. And just like he had a hedge around Job, he got a hedge around you. Come on here, somebody. And the devil trying to whine, talking about the reason why I can't get to him because you got a hedge around him. And God said, no, this time I ain't going to move the hedge. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep the hedge on them. Glory to God. Amen. Why? Because I'm getting ready to do something, and I don't want you to mess it up. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Oh, yes. This word is hot tonight, y'all. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I need for somebody to go with me right quickly to Isaiah 53. Come on here, somebody. Isaiah chapter 53. I'm not going to be before you long, but the Lord is going to be strong tonight. I want you to know, glory to God, hallelujah, that it's already done. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. My God tonight, my God tonight, glory to God. Are you in Isaiah 53, y'all? Hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your rhema word tonight. We thank you that it's already done. We thank you that it is finished. Part two, glory to God. We thank you tonight, God, what you're getting ready to do for us. Because can't nobody mess with it. Can't nobody touch it. Hey, can't nobody reverse it. Because you've already planned it, Lord. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. That it's already done. It's already done. Thank you. Somebody need to give God a thank you in advance. Glory to God. God is so good. Amen. We need to praise him in advance. Come on here, somebody. Because you know his word ain't going to return void. Hallelujah. You're not going to be the same after tonight. Hallelujah. I just heard the Lord say in the Holy Ghost, it's already been overturned. Come on here, somebody. It's been overturned. Amen. It's been overturned. Come on here, somebody. God has overturned your case. Come on here, somebody. So whatever you got going on, God said, don't worry about it. It's been overturned, and it's going to work.
It's
going to work in your favor. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Somebody shout for favor. Somebody give God praise for favor. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, tonight, hallelujah, glory to God, tonight, glory to God. We in Isaiah 53, verse 1, glory to God, hallelujah, tonight. We're going to begin with verse 1, glory to God. And the word of the Lord reads, he said, who has believed our report?
Uh-oh, come on now.
God is asking the question. And how many know that whenever God asks a question, he already know the answer? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He don't ever ask a question that he don't know the answer to. He said, who has believed our report? So God not just talking for himself. He's talking for the Godhead. He's talking for the Father, amen, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Because that word report means testimony. Who has believed our testimony? Come on here, somebody. And the Bible says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Come on here, somebody. And they love not their life until death. Come on here, somebody. That's why every chance you get, you ought to testify. Hallelujah. Every chance you get, you ought to talk about the goodness of the Lord. That's how you defeat the devil. Because when you start testifying, amen, catch this nugget, child of God. Every time you testify, the blood start moving. Come on here, somebody. The blood don't move till we testify. Hallelujah. They said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. See, your testimony say you still believe the blood. God, you on one tonight. Your testimony said you still believe the blood. That's why the devil don't want you to testify. Come on here, somebody. He know when you testify, the blood water. The blood gonna stand up on your behalf. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You know what the old folk used to say. A closed mouth don't get fed. You got to open your mouth if you want God to do something for you. Come on here, somebody. We want to keep a closed mouth and expect for God to feed us. God said, no. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You got to say so, neighbor. Ain't nobody going to know what you've been delivered from if you don't say so. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, maybe you need to tell your story, glory to God. Every chance you get, tell your story, glory to God. Tell it, almost done, though. Tell it, glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody what God has done for you. Come on here, somebody. Don't worry about them hating on you. They're going to hate on you anyway. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If you tell them or not, come on here, somebody. So you might well give them a reason to hate on you, glory to God. The Lord has been so good to me, I just can't tell it all. But I got to tell something of what the Lord has done for me. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Who has believed our report? Amen. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Come on here, somebody. Let me tell you the revelation God gave me on this young thing right here. Hallelujah. He said, whenever you believe my report, my testimony, he said, then I reveal things to you that nobody will know but me and you. You and him in the night, child of God. God said, if you want me to reveal to you, if you want the spirit of revelation to be on your life, just continue to believe the report of the Lord. Come on here, somebody, because the report of the Lord is going to cause revelation knowledge to come. Amen. God going to send his arm, and he's going to reveal to you what the devil don't want you to know. I wish somebody get happy right now and give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor, God getting ready to reveal some things to me tonight. Glory to God. Because I've been believing his report. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
God getting ready to reveal to me, amen, the hidden secrets, the mysteries under the Bokure man de Bokonda da ba. See somebody going up higher in the Holy Ghost. I see God revealing some things. I see God answering some questions. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Amen. Go down to verse 3. Come on here, somebody. And verse 3 says that he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. Tell somebody that God can relate to your sorrow. Amen, amen. Yahshua can relate to your sorrow. Hallelujah. Sometimes we go through something so bad that we think even God can relate. But how many know that whatever it is that we going through, God can relate to it? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because he the first one went through. Come on here, somebody. He said, yeah, I can relate because I went through before you did. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why you going to make it out, because I made it out. Come on here, somebody. I give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so drunk in the Holy Ghost right now. I'm sorry, y'all. Hallelujah. The title of this message is called It Is Finished, Part 2. Glory to God. It is finished. How many of you know, glory to God, that the work is finished? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you know that when an artist finishes a painting, he write his name on the painting? Come on here, somebody. And then he say finito, which means it is a finished product. Amen. And after he write his name on it, how many know he can't touch that portrait no more? Come on here, somebody. He can't put nothing else to it because he done wrote his name on it. I don't know if you're going to catch this tonight in the Holy Ghost, but God said, I did a thing, hallelujah, and I signed my name to it, glory to God. And when I signed my name, can't nobody touch it. Oh, I wish somebody get happy in the Holy Ghost right now.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody to say finito.
Finito.
Hallelujah. God has signed his name to my word. God said, amen, I done already wrote out your life story. Glory to God. And I put my name to it. Come on here, somebody. With somebody to go with me tonight. God said, I done already did it. Glory to God. Your life has already been written out. Glory to God. But you know how it is? When your life is already written out, that raggedy devil will come in and try to send folk to mess up what God has already finished up. Come on here, somebody. But all you gotta do is get the weeds out, glory to God. Because there's certain folk that don't belong in your life. Because God said, I've already written it up. Come on here, somebody, how it's going to play out. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's trying to keep folk in. But God said, I never put them in your picture. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish somebody would stay with me tonight. How many know that God has sent people that you need? And then God let you recognize that who you're with is who I intended you to be with, and can't nobody mess it up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Somebody need to get happy tonight, because God said, I've already completed your work. Look, God, you trying to complete it, but God said, no, you can't complete it. I put my name to it. You can't add nothing to it. You can't take away nothing from it. All you can do is walk in it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Ooh, God, hallelujah tonight. Oh, you are one tonight, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I feel the praise of God. Somebody need to give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We think it's bad when we get rejected. But how many know that man's reject is God's elect? Come on here, somebody. When people reject you, God will elect you. But see, when people elect you, God will reject you. And we think that it's bad when people don't accept it. But I come on to give you some good news tonight. You in the right place. You walking in the right territory where God wants you to walk in. It may not be nobody but a few people, but guess what? It's just who God wants you to have. I wish somebody would give God some praise. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, don't be scared to be rejected. Hey, that's the only way you're going to get closer to him. Come on here, somebody. He don't talk to people that's been elected by the world. He talk to people that's been rejected by the world. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says for us to be in the world but not of the world. And see, the problem is that some of us are trying to be of the world, and we wonder why God ain't talking to us. Hell, I wish somebody would get healthy in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. We wonder why God won't say nothing. God said, because you let them elect you. Glory to God. So that's why I'm going to reject you. Amen. You go counsel with them. Glory to God. But because if you rejected them, amen, then I would have elected you, amen, to come and talk to me, to come and counsel with me. Hallelujah. To come fellowship with me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Verse 3 says, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Tell somebody, say, God can relate to your sorrow. God can relate to your hurt. Amen. God can relate to your pain. Somebody that like God is talking to you. He said you done had so much pain that you numb. Come on here, somebody. You numb inside. Come on here, somebody. And you trying to take another drink. You trying to smoke another joint. Because you so numb, you trying to feel something. God says, all you need is to let me in there. Glory to God. You won't let nobody in. Hallelujah. You won't let family in. You won't let nobody in. But God said, if you let me in, glory to God, I can heal that hurt in your heart. I can fix it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But you're not going to experience the fixing power till you let him in. Glory to God. Yeah, you got walls up. Amen. So nobody can get in, but you can't get out. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to. You got walls up because you don't want nobody to get in. But the bad thing about it is that you can't get out. And you want out, but God is saying, take down the walls, glory to God. Hallelujah. And let me sup with you. Amen. You've been hearing me knocking. Come on here, somebody. But if you hear me knocking, let me in then. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, no, God ain't going to stand outside all the time. He's not going to stand there forever. Come on here, somebody. And the worst thing in the world is if God's knocking,
yes,
and you allow him to leave. Come on here, somebody. Don't let him leave. Glory to God. Open up the door of your heart and let the master in. Hallelujah. Somebody let him in. You've been trying to do this thing yourself, and all it did was got worse. But God said, no, I'm here to heal you. I'm not here to play no games with you. I'm here to heal you. Somebody give God some praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
He said he's acquainted with grief. Come on here, somebody. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Why? Because he didn't look the way we wanted him to look. Come on, here somebody. Hallelujah. He didn't look. He didn't come the way that we wanted him to come. Come on, here somebody. They were looking for somebody in high esteem, and Yahshua came the other way. Come on, here somebody. Hallelujah. Yahshua might have been the homeless person that they was looking at and said, that can't be him. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I just don't believe it. Come on, here somebody. Why not? Glory to God. He said, when you have did it to the least, you've done it unto me. I want somebody to get happy right now. Glory to God. He said, when you've done it to the least, Sunday, you've done it unto me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I tell somebody, I said, don't miss him just because he don't look the way you want him to look. Amen. Don't you miss him because he didn't come the way you wanted him to come. God got a way. He said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. That's why we got to give our mind to God. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Because the devil messed with our mind and caused us to have filthy thinking. Glory. We got to get the filthy thinking out of our mind. Come on here, somebody. Amen. And the only way we can purify our mind is to have an exchange. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, you need to make that change. Hallelujah. You need to make that change. I ain't Mike. Amen. But I know that Mike was talking about trying to make a change, but he didn't get a chance to make it. Come on here, somebody. But tell somebody tonight, say, I got a chance to make it. I'm going to make it, almost son, though.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise on tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Tell somebody, your neighbor, it's finished. It's finished. Glory to God. Don't try to add nothing else to the word. It's finished. Amen. Get you some rest. Get you some sleep. It is finished. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't have no nervous breakdown. Amen. Break up. Come on here, somebody. And wake up and say, Lord, I thank you for the finished work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, surely. Somebody says, surely.
Surely.
That word surely means beyond a shadow of a doubt. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried. He borne, meaning he bore it, which means that when he went to the tree, he went with you and me on his back. Come on. I said, when he went to the tree, he had me and you on his back. Come on here, somebody. Amen. He was carrying us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you for carrying me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for carrying me, Lord. When I couldn't carry myself, Lord, you carried me. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He carried me to the tree. And everything that was on me, amen, when he went to the tree, he set me free through what he took. Come on here, somebody. Every time he took it, amen, he took what I was supposed to be taking. Come on here, somebody. Oh, y'all ain't with me tonight. He paid a price that he didn't owe because I owed a price that I couldn't pay. Y'all ain't with me tonight, hallelujah. I said he paid a price that I couldn't pay because I owed a debt, amen, hallelujah, that I could not pay. Come on here, somebody. So he paid it for me. Come on here, somebody. What an awesome God on tonight. Somebody give him praise.
Hallelujah.
Will anybody testify tonight that God paid your debt? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, what if you had a $10,000 bill, a $10,000 debt, and God sent a millionaire, and he knocked at your door with a $10,000 check and said, I come by to pay your debt? How would you act if that was to happen?
Come on!
Hallelujah! How would you thank him? Hallelujah! If he just came and canceled your debt, hallelujah, glory to God, and you didn't owe no man nothing. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
That's what the Lord did for us. Come on here, somebody. That's why it is finished.
Yes,
come on
Lord.
Here, somebody. Tell somebody, say, finito.
Finito.
Finito. It is finished. Come on, here, somebody. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Come on, here, somebody. He did all of this because he loved the Father so much, and he loved us so much. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then in verse 5, he said, but he was wounded for our transgression. That word wounded has to do with open gashes. Amen. So when they whipped him 39 times with the cat of nine tails, amen, which have a cutting edge on every end of it, amen, he was wounded. Every time we transgressed, every time we went above the law, he said, I was wounded for that. The very thing the enemy tried to hit us with, God has said, I've already covered you for that. You ain't got to feel condemnation no more. Hallelujah. Who is the Lord talking to? You ain't got to be feeling guilty about something I've already paid the price for. Come on here, somebody.
Uh-huh.
Man. He says, surely.
Surely.
He is born it. Come on here, somebody. That means ain't no doubt about it. Ain't no doubt about it. Then he said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised. Come on here, somebody. And see, that was his past tense. Come on, y'all. Stay with me tonight, saints of God. That word was means past tense.
Yeah.
So God said, I'm not going to do it no more. So you better praise me for what I've already done, for the work I've already done, because I ain't finna do that no more. Hallelujah. So I wish somebody a praising. Amen. Amen. He was wounded. Come on, here, somebody. Amen.
Come on, man.
The Lord said, I ain't going back to that. So you better praise me for what I already done. You better shout and know that I did it for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, he did it just for me, neighbor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He did it just for me. Hallelujah. Who is the Holy Ghost talking to? He did it just for me, neighbor. And because he's not going to do it again, I'm going to praise him for what he's already done. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hey, I feel the Lord tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He was wounded.
Yes, he was.
For our transgression. He was bruised. That word bruised means to be beat up. Amen. He was beat up for our iniquity. He was beat up for our hidden sins. Amen. Every blow he took was for our hidden sins. Hallelujah. Amen. The sin that don't nobody know about but us and God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So Yahshua saying, don't let the enemy beat you up about your iniquity. Don't continue to do iniquity, though. Amen. Why? Because I've already been bruised. I've already taken the punishment for that. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. And you know, every time we do that, we put him back on the cross. Hallelujah. Why? Because we continue to sin and do the same thing. That's why God is saying, don't do it no more.
Come on now.
Because I'm only going to do it once. He said, that's why I'm sitting down, because I ain't getting up no more till it's time to come get you. You better rejoice in the work that I've already done. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Notice that was is in every context. He was wounded. Amen. He was bruised. But how many know that he ain't wounded no more? Oh God, get ready to put up tonight. How many know that he ain't wounded no more? Hallelujah. That his wounds have healed up. Come on here, somebody. But they still got the power to heal tonight. And if you believe I was wounded for you, you don't have to be in transgression. You can come out tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish somebody get super happy tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he was bruised. He was bruised for our iniquity, for our hidden sin. But how many know he ain't bruised no more? Hallelujah. He looking good now. Why? Because the glory of the Lord has been restored to him. Come on here, somebody. I tell somebody, I say, he got all the glory. Hallelujah. That's why he looks so good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 He ain't bruised no more. Hallelujah. How many know that he ain't chastised no more? Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Our chastisement was upon him. Hallelujah. But it ain't on us. But it ain't on him no more. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
My God.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So he got whipped until we had peace. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is how he gave it to me, y'all. Check it out. He said, I allowed them to whoop me until I got peace in being whooped. You ain't hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. He said, I allowed them to whoop me until I found peace in the whooping.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I did it for you. Hallelujah. I did it because I love you. I did it because I didn't want you to take it. Because you wouldn't have been able to handle what they put on me. But I did it. Because I didn't want you to take it. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I did it because I saw you. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
And when I saw you, it brought me peace. Come on here, somebody. And tell somebody, don't let the devil take your peace. Amen. Yahshua did too much for you to have it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah on tonight. Are you still with me on tonight?
Yes,
come on
Lord,
and give God
Lord
the praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's why the Lord is saying, my peace I give unto you. Now that's the world give it. Come on here, somebody. The world don't have the peace we have. Come on here, somebody. Because the world can't relate to what he's done. Come on here, somebody. The world don't want to receive what he's done. But tell somebody, say, he did it. Amen. I don't care who don't accept it, who don't receive it. He did it. Because I'm living proof that he did it. Come on here, somebody. I'm living proof that he did it. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he lived, I can face tomorrow. Come on here, somebody. Because he lived, all my fears is gone. Come on here, somebody. Because I know. Something you just got to know, neighbor. Amen. You can't worry about believing. You got to know in your heart, amen, who the Lord is. Amen. I know my Redeemer lives. I know, hallelujah, he's in my heart right now. Come on here, somebody. I know he's alive. Come on here, somebody. He's alive. He's alive. Come on here, somebody. He's alive. He's alive. Come on, somebody. If you know he's alive, come on, give him praise. If you know he's alive, come on, give him the glory. If he's alive, yeah. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight, y'all. He's alive. Come on here, somebody. That's why the devil can't kill me. He's alive. That's why the enemy can't do nothing to me. He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive. Somebody give him the glory tonight. Hallelujah.
He's alive. Hallelujah.
Yay. It is finished. Part two, neighbor. It is finished. The work is finished, neighbor. Amen. Amen. That's why the Bible says that it's not of a work speaks any man should boast. Hallelujah. We can't work this thing. God said, because I've already worked it. Come on, here's about a hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's already worked it. Come on and give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I'm about to wrap it up right now, neighbor. I'm about to wrap it up. Glory to God. And he said, was upon him. And with his stripes, hallelujah, we are healed. Come on here, somebody. I want you to receive your healing tonight and thank the Lord for healing you. Glory to God. You are healed. That's the only place in there where he used present tense. You are healed. Not that you was healed. You are healed. Hallelujah. Are you waiting to get healed? Well, God said, what you waiting on? I've already done it. Glory to God. It's finished. It's finished, neighbor. All you got to do is receive it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I am healed, neighbor. I'm healed. Hallelujah. I'm healed. I am healed. Amen. I'm healed. Thunder. I ain't waiting on the healing, and I'm receiving my healing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I'm healed, and the devil can't do nothing about it. I'm healed. Amen. Can't no person do nothing about it. I'm healed. I am healed. I am healed. Hallelujah. Because he took the stripes, amen. He took the stripes on his back for me. Come on here, somebody. So every disease, glory to God, that is known to man tonight, amen. God says, I've already healed you from it. So I don't care what
thank
it is tonight. That's why you shouldn't trust no vaccine. Can't, didn't no vaccine go to the tree for you? He went. He went to the tree for you, and you are able to get healed if you just believe God on tonight. Somebody put them sanctified hands together and give God praise. Somebody give God the fruit of your lips right now and thank him for healing you. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I'm healed.
I'm
healed.
I'm healed.
Glory to God. Now, thank God for the healing. Come on, here, somebody. Because didn't nobody do it but him. Come on, here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
He was wounded for me.
Hallelujah.
He was bruised for me. He was chastised for me. He took stripes for me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So that I could be healed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on,
just so I could be healed. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
So I be
hey, God.
Yes.
We give you praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell somebody, say, I am healed. Hallelujah.
I
am healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I see God getting somebody drunk tonight in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And you so full of the word, hallelujah, that you on a high right now. You're on a natural high. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you up there with the most high. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, ain't no high like the most high. Come on here, somebody. That's why he's El Yon, the most high God. He's the most high God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He got the kind of high that it makes you want to put that other high down and say, I don't need this no more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I wish somebody would give him the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody give him another praise. Somebody give him another praise.
Hallelujah.
For the finished work. For the finished work. Somebody. It is finished. Hallelujah. Finito,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It is finished, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he signed his name to it. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
he put his name on my finished work. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Ooh, I feel God on tonight.
Glory, yes.
That's why the songwriter said, God got a blessing with your name on it. Oh, yeah. He got a blessing with your name on it, but his name is on it, too. So it could be legit. So it could be official.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel the anointing of God moving right now. Come on
hallelujah.
In here, Elder, and get some of this. Hallelujah. The Holy
hallelujah.
Ghost is moving right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah is finished. Glory to God.
Hallelujah
is done.
Hey.
Hallelujah has already been cooked. Hallelujah. I ain't got to hallelujah. I ain't got to put no salt on it. It's already been done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's already finished. I ain't got to do nothing. Glory to God. Because he already did it all. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ought to give God the praise tonight. Because it's already it's already finished when he hung his head and died. I believe it's John 19:30. He said, it's finished. Glory to God.
Hey, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He said it.
Hey, hallelujah. God. Hallelujah.
He said it. And you know what happened when he say something? It happened.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
yeah.
Hallelujah.
It come to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
It's done. Hallelujah. You ain't got to get no lamb. You ain't got to get no dove. You don't need no oxen. You don't need no bull. You don't need
Come
no
on, Elder.
Because the blood has already been shed. Hallelujah.
Ooh, yes, God.
Hallelujah. On the Mount of Skulls. Hallelujah. Some 2,000 years ago. It's already
yes,
done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Already. Praise God on tonight. It's finished.
Woo.
Hallelujah. And the writer who wrote it before it was done. But he wrote it as if it was, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Go ahead on
now, if he can go forward with it, don't you know it keeps going forward? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When he died 2,000 years ago, how do I know he died for my sins? Because they said it 2,000 years before. Oh, Lord. Before he died. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes,
so if it can go back that far, it can go forward.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. It's been reached you before you. He died for the sins you committed before you was even born. Praise God. Now, when you know that, you ought to be like the woman, the adulterous woman. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember, he told her, has anybody condemned you?
Hallelujah.
He said, neither have I. Hallelujah. And you can sin no more after what I did for you. Hallelujah. Praise
yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. As I said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. I've already died for you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
When people die, they do all kinds. They put up monuments. They wear T-shirts. Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, old girl, she's still talking about Tupac. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, ain't nobody, why you ain't still talking about me? What have you done for me?
Yes, God.
Y'all think Janet Jackson wrote that song? I wrote that song. What have you done for me lately?
Come on. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Where is my praise? Where is my magnification? Glory to God. I died.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Y'all must ain't seen Passion of the Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because if you've seen it, hallelujah, praise God, you would have praised him right then in the movie theater. You would have praised him right there in your living room. You would have praised him watching it on your phone or your cellular devices because he took some licks.
Yes, he
did. I mean, one person said the only thing on Jesus was the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. The only thing on Jesus, hallelujah, was the blood of Jesus. They beat the skin off of him.
Yes, he did. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. They pulled his arm out of socket so he could sit on the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. They abused him beyond abuse. Hallelujah. But he refused to die. See, the licks should have killed him. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
But he refused to die because he wasn't finished. Oh, Lord.
Ooh, double.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
But when he was finished, when he gave up that ghost, when he got back, he said, I got the power of heaven. Hallelujah. And the power of earth in the palm
in my hands.
Glory to God. I got it all. So
hallelujah.
What you need, remember what I told Moses, I am. Hallelujah. I need a heater. I am a heater. I need an air conditioner. I am an air conditioner. I need a car. I am a car. Hallelujah. I need a husband. I am a husband. I need a wife. I am. Hallelujah. You have not because you ask not. Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on.
You don't believe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You got to believe. When you believe, I'm going to do it. He said, whatever things you so desire when you pray, believe. I've been praying, but did you believe? Hallelujah.
Come on.
I've been fasting, but did you believe? I've been sowing, but did you? Lord, have mercy. Because if you don't
Hallelujah.
Believe, everything else is in vain. Everything else is a religious ritual. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is religious propaganda. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you didn't believe, hallelujah. Amen. You speaking out the side of your neck.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's already done, and you got to believe it's done. Because if you believe it's done, you'll stop trying to do it.
Yeah.
It's already finished. Hallelujah. It's already done. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Like
thank
the man
you.
Of God said, the prophet wrote in past tense about something that hadn't taken place yet. That means it was already done, set from the foundations of the world.
Of the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mm.
Your destiny has already been written.
Mm.
We always say hallelujah. What's the verse? Hallelujah. Amen. All things work together for the good of those that love God and are called
for his
purpose. But we don't finish
yes, Lord.
For those that he predestined.
Lord.
Mm. Oh Lord, y'all see you got it. Predestined means your destiny was already made before you got here. You were predestined to conform to the image of Christ Jesus. You were predestined for glory.
Mm. You were
predestined for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And now is the time. Amen. I'm gonna release this and we're gonna move on. The Lord say, now is the time. Remember when Jesus said, hallelujah, the time has come. Hallelujah.
Mm.
For me to glorify you so that you can glorify me. Oh, glory to
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The time has come for me to lift you up. Hallelujah. So you can lift me up. Hallelujah. Praise
yes, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Time is
thank
here.
You, Lord.
What we said last night, it's time to turn up.
Ooh, Shabbat. Hallelujah.
Turn down for what? Hallelujah. Praise God. What you going to turn down? You didn't turn down in the world.
Mm.
Hallelujah. You ain't turned down in the world, praise God. You knew you had to be to work at 7 in the morning, and you were still at the club to 2 o'clock. Hallelujah. Why don't you turn up for God right now? Hallelujah, praise God. Why don't you put in some work for God? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
Mm. He already did what he's supposed to do. Well, everything he's supposed to do already done. He say, quit trying to do what I'm supposed to do. Do what you're supposed to do. I got this. It's already done.
Mm.
You just do what I tell you to do. Abraham ain't have to do what I did. He just had to walk. Go. And I'm going to tell you what to do. Hallelujah.
Thank
praise
you,
God.
Lord.
Just do what I tell you to do because I've done everything else. Hallelujah. Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
The devil
yes,
can't
Lord.
Figure that. He trying, but he can't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He forgets sometimes I made him. He forgets sometimes I made him. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Come against me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You must have forgot who I oh, Lord. You think you God? Hallelujah. Praise God. No, this said the sons of God came to the throne, not the gods came to the throne. You ain't got it twisted, devil. I'm still in charge. I still run the show. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank God, amen, that it's finished. We praise
yes,
God
Lord.
That it's finished. Hallelujah. We just got to do our job. We don't got to do what the CEO do. Glory to God, hallelujah. We just got to do what we told, hallelujah. We thank God on
yes,
today
Lord.
For the man of God bringing forth the word. It's finished, part two. Hallelujah, praise God. It's already done. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for it. Let's pray for the man of God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We
yes,
want to thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
The man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to thank you that he brought forth the dynamic word, Lord. Hallelujah. We want
yes,
to Lord. Ask that you replenish him the virtue that he has poured out on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We lift him up and his family up unto you, Lord. Continue to rain your blessings in his life, both physically, financially, and spiritually, Lord. And we thank you.
Yes,
we praise you. We magnify you that it's already done, that we've already been healed, Lord. We praise you.
Yes,
in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank God on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank for that God. Word that it's already finished. Hallelujah, amen. The Lord said, add that to that vision I gave you. It's already. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We're going to have it. The church is going to be so crunk, they're going to think it's a nightclub. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory. We're going to give them the praise. Hallelujah. And we're going to do it the way God tells us to do it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Him up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we're going to magnify him. Hallelujah. We're going to praise his name.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah on tonight. We thank God for his word.
Yes,
it's already finished. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank
you. You can apply that to everything. It's already finished. Hallelujah. Well, when
yeah,
is going to
happen?
Next time I hate to ask you, when is it going to happen? Say it's already finished.
Praise
God. Hallelujah. Now you done activated something in the, well, how did Buddhists be, now you done activated something in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Now
yes, hallelujah.
Something, glory to God. But really you doing it, the word saying, you speaking things that are not as if they
yes,
were.
Yes, though they were. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
The past in your life, glory to God.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Praise God. God gave me a vision, y'all. Hallelujah. He showed me a strip mall. Hallelujah.
Oh.
Praise God. But it's everything on the inside, like an old school mall. Praise God. I don't know how it is in California and other states, praise God, but they've been tearing down the inside malls and having these strip malls. But he showed me an old school mall. But every business was on. It wasn't no Gucci stores. Wasn't no Gap stores. Wasn't no Prada stores. Every store was owned, hallelujah, by somebody that belonged, hallelujah, to the church that was attached to the end of the building. Hallelujah. Praise God. You had to go out some doors, amen, because we didn't want to attach it. I remember it was so clear. We didn't want to attach it to the building. Hallelujah.
Mm.
We didn't want to, it can get confused with selling things in the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you can walk outside of this mall and walk into this building. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And every business owned in there, the barber shops, the weave shops, the eyebrow shops, the clothing stores, hallelujah, the restaurants were all owned by somebody that went to that church. Glory to God. Praise God. And the church owned the whole thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
God
you. Hallelujah.
Big things.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God. God is, watch this. I'm going to say that the Lord says, I've already connected you with a millionaire.
Wow.
The reason why you don't know it, you don't know it because they're not a millionaire yet. Oh, Lord.
Mm.
I want to get up this top. They're not a millionaire yet. Hallelujah, but I've already connected you with a millionaire. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah, praise God. If I make them a millionaire, I'm going to make you a millionaire. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey, Shababuku Taraba.
Don't say we're mine. It's on the way. Hallelujah, praise God. It's on the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't sit there and wonder, did you forget? No, Lord. No, I didn't forget about you. Hallelujah. It's on the way. Hallelujah. I've connected you with a millionaire.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Ah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, somebody, Lord, I hear you. So, the Lord says, somebody say, who am I? Who are you? Who are you talking to? I'm talking to you.
Mm.
Who is you? You. Praise God. If you choose to receive this, I'm talking to you. If you don't want to believe it, then you need to just switch the channel. You need to hang up the phone. Glory to God. Because there ain't going to be no doubters in this place. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
If you receive it, this is for you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
That testimony, I knew them when they were. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God.
Mm.
I knew you when you was. Hallelujah. Praise God. And look where we all is. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm trying to get off. I know we got stuff to do, but I'm trying to get off. But the Lord reminded me of something long time ago. When I first started preaching, I wanted to jump on the bandwagon. Well, what bandwagon? I wanted to talk up. The Creflo was the biggest thing right then. We were talking about their second plane. He just got a second plane. Hallelujah. But the Lord spoke to me, and he said, don't talk about hallelujah them if you don't want hallelujah people to talk about you. Praise God, hallelujah. You don't want to have to repent of your words. Hallelujah, praise God. Don't talk about his plane. Don't talk about his mansion. Don't talk about his other plane. Don't talk about his cars. Hallelujah, praise God. Because when I bless you with it, hallelujah, people going to be talking about you. You said, Flo was the Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. You said, Jake, but now you got one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I say, I'm finna bless you too. Hallelujah. See, everybody, watch this. Everybody talk about people, but guess who they talked about? Hallelujah, 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. Jesus. Let me tell you something. Jesus' ministry wasn't broke. You get 5,000 people, not counting the women and children, and you got Judas taking up an offering. Hallelujah. Jesus' ministry wasn't broke, not by a long shot. They was able to lay him in a tomb. Hallelujah. What a rich man was. Hallelujah. The disciple Joseph gave him his. This was a rich disciple of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody following Jesus wasn't poor. Hallelujah, praise God. Yeah. Jesus ain't never just sleep outside, like, you know. Every time we heard, he was in somebody's house. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they talked about him. The Sadducees and the Pharisees talked about him. Who are the Sadducees and the Pharisees? These people on YouTube. Hallelujah. Amen. Picking apart every preacher they see. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not here to judge no other man. Hallelujah. Jesus said, amen. Don't you dare call down the fire from heaven on them. As long as they ain't against you, they for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't start talking about another man's blessings. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because when I bless you, hallelujah, you're going to be, why are they talking about me? Because you talked about somebody else and you didn't know what you was talking about. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight. Hallelujah. God getting ready to bless us big. Hallelujah. Everybody's ready to be hated on a much larger scale. That's why the Lord said, I'm so proud that you were able to take the hate. Hallelujah. That I've been sending at you because I was just testing. Hallelujah. Praise God to see if you're ready for the big shot hate. Hallelujah. See if you're ready for the TMZ hate. Hallelujah. The Channel 6 News hate. Hallelujah. Amen. The international news hate. YouTube hate. Hallelujah. Hi, my name is Minister Jones, and I'm here to elaborate on Apostle Curry's message last night. He is totally wrong. You know what I'm talking about. Get ready for it. Get ready for the comments. Right now, we ain't got nobody. Watch them comments start coming. You don't know what you're talking about. You ain't a man of God. Why are you saying this? Hallelujah. You might as well get ready. He said, I'm going to persecute you. You will be persecuted, but you will be blessed. Hallelujah. Persecution. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know when you was in the world, you talked about people that had more money than you. Don't sit there and act like you did. As soon as they walked in the room, oh, she thinks she all that. Because she got the new Gucci. Oh, he got the new Jordans. Oh, he just think, oh, okay. Okay, he think he the S-H-I. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So you get ready for the same thing to be coming at you because you already sold it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And it was already going to come anyway. Glory to God. But we thank God. Hallelujah for what he's about to do. We thank God that he done gave us a tough skin. Hallelujah. And on top of the tough skin, we got the whole armor. The whole armor, hallelujah. That's why, oh, Lord, I'm trying to move on, but the Lord say that's why they called you a hoe so much.
Mm.
I know that, I heard it after I said it. I ain't want to say it. That's why they called you that, hallelujah. Because you got, now you tough. Now they can't hurt your, you. Let me take my earrings off, hallelujah. Let me take my feelings off. I'm going to go off, hallelujah. But God has made you tough. You can't hurt my feelings. I've been fat my whole life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they talked about you, hallelujah, so you can get used to it. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's like lifting weights. Now you're a heavyweight bodybuilder now. Praise God. You shutting them down. Hallelujah, praise God. They can say whatever they want about you, praise God. You ain't got to do no rebuttal. You ain't got to do no interview and explain. Glory to God. You just got to be like Joel. Every time they talk about Joel, Joel go on about his business. He don't respond. Hallelujah. He get on there and smile and just say, well, God loves us. He just keep on going. Hallelujah. God say that's that type of attitude we need to have in this hour. Hallelujah. Don't even reply. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight, amen, for the word. We thank God that it's already finished. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The fight has already been fought.
Yes, already.
Praise God. Amen. We thank God tonight that it's already done. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank God tonight that it's already finished, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God.
It's already finished.
That has called in and tuned in. If, does anybody have a testimony on the goodness of the Lord, a prayer request on tonight, a comment? Hallelujah. Praise God. A word of encouragement. We're going to open up the phone lines at this time. I don't haven't checked it. I don't know who's on, but hallelujah. Amen. The phone lines are open at this time. Glory
praise,
to God.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Curry and Elder Andre and to First Ladies and everybody else that's on the prayer line.
Praise
the Lord. Thank God. You were talking about the Gucci's and the Guess and the Louis Vuitton and all that. I thank God that I was able to. I'm able to purchase now with money. I don't have to sell dope to get it.
I thank God
for delivering me because honey, them things cost money back in the days. You didn't make that kind of money unless you had a job that's making six digits to get that kind of purchase. I thank God I'm able to buy what I want now. God bless me so I can get the things I want now. Because back then, you couldn't get the stuff. Only the well-to-do people bought that kind of stuff. But now we're able to buy.
Amen.
We're able to buy what we want now. And I thank God. And anyway, I got a friend that's on the prayer line. It's my friend I go visit in Bakersfield. She wanted to get on today, so I had a new person on the prayer line.
Well, amen.
Yeah, her name is Elizabeth. I don't know if she can hear. Elizabeth, you still online?
Yeah.
Are you here,
there?
Okay,
yes,
Bishop,
ma'am.
This is my friend, Elizabeth, Elder Andre, and the First Lady. This is one of my best friends. I go to her house every year to Bakersfield. And that's what I'm going to make my resident at in a minute. But I thank God for that word, Bishop. You always bring a fire word. I knew it was going to be fire tonight. prayer was good this morning, so I knew tonight was going to be some fire.
I thank God
for that word, Bishop, for being such a blessing, you and Brother Andre. Thank you guys for encouraging us, you know, telling us the truth, you know, and thank you guys for being stand faithful to God. You know, you don't find too many men of God
Lord.
Are faithful now, because a lot of them are scared now. They're scared to speak. But I thank God for putting that boldness in you guys and for God using you guys for his glory. And I just thank you guys, and I pray many blessings up on you and you guys and your family, and just have a blessed night.
Amen. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Jackie on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for her on tonight. Amen. Everything. I like that testimony. She said, I ain't got to do nothing illegal to buy nothing no more.
That's right.
Yes, Lord. You're nothing like artist money. Hallelujah, yeah. Praise God. Yeah. Ain't nothing like when you buy something with your own money and you went, it's different. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't care if you buy something from Walmart. It's different when you buy it with your own money.
Amen.
You ain't looking
Amen.
Over there. Hallelujah. Wonder is somebody coming after me for this. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It ain't real gotten good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's a wonderful feeling to have. We need to thank God for those things. Glory to God.
That's why I love when the word of God said you be faithful with little, he'll bless you with much.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. For God doing things in everybody's life. Hallelujah. Praise God. It reminds me when we grew up, they used to say, amen, when I look back and see where he brought me from. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
God. He brought me from a mighty long way. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for that on tonight. Amen. It's finished. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to Amen. We want to remind everybody, praise God, that it's oh, I'm sorry, any more testimonies or prayer requests at this time? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we just want to remind everybody, if you want to, amen, sow a seed or make a donation into the ministry, hallelujah, amen. The information to do so is on your screen. Hallelujah, praise God. And if, praise God, hallelujah, if you're on the phone lines, amen, the people on the phone, y'all know how to sow your seed, praise God, hallelujah. And if God put it on your heart to do so, get that done. Praise God, hallelujah. Watch that seed, hallelujah, grow in your life. You can't reap a harvest. Hallelujah, amen. Let's sow a seed, glory to God. Hallelujah. So
amen.
We thank God on tonight, hallelujah, for the man of God bringing forth that dynamic word, hallelujah, on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. We will be back on tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is when we normally open up the lines on Friday. Amen, and have an open mic discussion on Fridays, praise God. We bring up certain subjects, amen, and elaborate on them. And we invite you to call in and be a part of that service, praise God. If you're out there on the social media outlets, we invite you to call in and participate. Or if you got a question or comment, you can put it in the comments, praise God. And we'll put it on the floor, amen, and address it, praise God. So we invite you to tune in tomorrow. Last week, we had a very good discussion, amen, praise God. And it, of course, it led into some church. Hallelujah. Not no church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you can have church right where you at right now. Hallelujah. You don't need the building because you are the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. Don't forget about morning glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Morning glory. Amen. Amen. So be sure to tune in for morning glory with the morning with the Holy Apostle. Praise God. Amen. That's at 6 o'clock Pacific time. Amen. 8 o'clock Central time and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard time. Start your day off with a word. Hallelujah. From the Lord. Praise God. Amen. And some prayer. Hallelujah, amen. So we just thank God, amen, for everything God is doing in the ministry. Hallelujah, everything God is doing. And don't forget on Saturdays, hallelujah, amen, we got Out of the Mouth of God Ministries, amen, which is our Sabbath-day service. Praise God, hallelujah. It's basically something like this with a different name. Hallelujah, praise God, because we're always coming out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah, amen. So we just thank God on today, amen, for everything that has transpired, for the revelation knowledge we have received on tonight. And at this time, I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of my brother in Christ so he can give his final announcements and the benediction on tonight. Man of God, hallelujah, is back in your hands. Praise God.
Bless you, man. God bless you. Amen. Amen. We have all heard the announcements. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, this is an awesome time, amen, to sow into the anointing of God. Amen. God is doing some great things. I just heard probably as you were speaking, I heard the Lord say, he get ready to enlarge your territory.
Wow.
Amen. I see God getting ready to give you bigger and better.
Amen. And he's saying you don't have to settle. You don't have to settle. You can have what you want. You said because you've been faithful. Amen. I mean, know that when you have been faithful, amen, then you don't have to settle for anything. You can have what you want. He says that we can have what? The desires of our heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we thank God on tonight. Amen. Amen. And so I want to let everybody know tonight that it is finished. Amen.
Yes,
and that God has already signed his name to whatever you're trying to do. God has already signed his name to it.
Yes,
amen. And we thank God on tonight. Amen. Until tomorrow night, amen, I want to wish everyone peace and blessing. Amen. And may the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. Amen. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? Father, we thank you tonight for what we've heard. We thank you tonight, God, for moving by your spirit. We thank you on tonight, Lord, that it is finished. And there's nothing that the devil can do about it. We thank you for the transition, God.
Yes, Lord.
That you are transitioning us from one glory to another.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you that you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes we are healed. We thank you that you got up with all power. And that you yet have all power.
Thank you, Lord.
And because you have all power, the devil have no power. He has no power, God. And we thank you that the only power he has is the power that we give him. But here we give him no power. Devil, you have no power here. You are powerless. And we say, we thank you, Lord, for the authority that you've given us over him.
Yes.
In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Somebody bless God for your healing right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm hearing the Lord say, from this day forward, never walk with your head down again. He said, because I'm not down, I'm up. He said, look up. Diffusion draws nigh. Come on here, somebody. He says,
Hallelujah.
Keep your head in the clouds. Hallelujah. Set your affection on things above, saith the Lord, and not down here on earth. God says, I'm coming. Sooner than what people think.
Glory.
He said, continue to do the work that I've called you to do.
Yes, Lord.
We bless your name, God.
Yes, Lord.
And we give you the glory. Amen. And amen. Somebody clap your hands and give God praise right there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I now turn it back into the hands of my dear brother. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God once again for the word of God on tonight. We thank God for each one of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we pray that we'll see y'all tomorrow night, same time, same channel. On behalf of First Lady and myself and on behalf of Apostle Curry and First Lady Curry, we love each and every last one of y'all. We pray that you have a blessed night. That everybody go with God and don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. We'll see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Power. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and leave y'all tonight with some old school. Amen. This is another blessing, praise God, because we're going with the sermon say. Hallelujah. Because we constantly get blessed. Glory
up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. Oh. you sent my way. You see, I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh death, you told it to get back and behave. For oh, my I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. Arms wide open, he always welcomes.
Thank you, Lord.